In any functional democracy, the relationship between the elected leadership and the military works, give or take the odd local nuance, like this. Such disagreements as may occur between politicians and soldiers are hashed out, bickered over, and resolved behind closed doors, after which the civilians issue their instructions to the military, who carry them out, keeping whatever complaints they may still have to the barracks. This is not to suggest that politicians are always right and that soldiers are always wrong. One does not require an expansive command of history to be able to recall moments at which elected politicians have set their nation's militaries on courses imprudent or vainglorious. It is, however, to observe that countries whose militaries play a vocal role in politics are rarely happy places. A cohort of France's military appears strangely intent on sabotaging this compact. For the second time in recent weeks, an open letter has been published by a hyper-conservative French magazine warning of a looming French civil war, pitting, apparently, the French Fifth Republic against an Islamist Fifth Column. The first letter was signed by around 1,000 mostly retired or semi-retired troops, including 20 former generals. The composers of the latest communiqué, though anonymous, purport to be serving soldiers of a current generation of French military which has fought Islamist jihadism up close in Africa and Afghanistan and served in anti-terror operations in France itself. Valeur Actuelle, the somewhat cranky journal which published the new letter and its predecessor, claims the support of more than 160,000 signatures from the French public. As ever with such stunts, a measure of perspective is called for. There are 67 million people in France. You can probably find more than 160,000 of them who believe that the moon is made of camembert, and that's before you drill into how many of those signatures might be from the French equivalents of Alcoholic or IP Freely.
Most haven't.
Is Mr. Freely there?
Who?
Freely. First initial is IP.
Hold on, I'll check. Is IP Freely here?
And France's military is enormous, the numbers of its current or former members running high into the hundreds of thousands. It would be unreasonable to expect that no retired senior officers have incubated eccentric opinions in their Armagnac-addled dotages. Nevertheless, the open letters have caused, as was certainly the intention, quite the brouhaha. The letters are not merely impetuous, but illegal. Serving troops and reservists are forbidden from making public statements about politics and religion. Military and civilian authorities have both promised retribution against those responsible for the letters, but will, or at least should, be aware that in so doing they may be walking into an ambush. It is annoyingly hard to punish self-styled patriots, however mendacious or delusional, and look good doing it. But that these letters are a deliberate and reprehensible attempt to undermine an elected government is not in doubt. The first was released on the 60th anniversary of an attempted coup d'état by grumpy pensioned officers in what was still the French colony of Algeria. Both letters appear less than a year from a French presidential election, which seems likely to end in a runoff between the incumbent, President Emmanuel Macron,
Je vous en remercie. Nous vous en remercions.
And populist nationalist Marine Le Pen.
Vive le peuple français! Vive la République! Vive la France!
Who, with wretched predictability, has taken the side of the authors of the open letters rather than, as might be preferred from an aspiring national leader, the side of the law. The letters themselves are variations of a grim and ridiculous fantasy that has been at large throughout the Western world more or less since September 11th, 2001. That of an incipient Islamic conquest of Europe, of which immigrants, refugees and jihadists are merely the vanguard of some fervidly imagined successors to the marauding Ottoman legions thwarted at the gates of Vienna in 1529 and 1683. It is, however, pretty weird that the letters accuse President Macron of being soft on jihadism. If the authors of this latest tract are the serving soldiers they claim to be, then the considerable fighting they've done against terrorists in Mali, Chad, Burkina Faso, Mauritania and Niger since 2017 has been done on Macron's orders. Indeed, whatever criticisms may reasonably be made of Macron, lack of reverence for French military grandeur is not among them.
Vive la République! Vive la France!
Nor, indeed and depressingly, has Macron risen altogether above Islam baiting during his term. But if there is a constant theme of politics across the developed, prosperous, and democratic world in recent years, it is the bizarre determination of a noisy minority of its fortunate citizens that they are being oppressed by anything beyond their own paranoia and foolishness, and an associated adolescent enthusiasm for play-acting as heroic rebels. And if anybody should have an appreciation of the fact that insurrection has a way of working out badly for its cheerleaders, it's the French. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.